Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
We're almost done with March. We are not done with rain.
It's not going to be raining all the time, but when it does rain, it could come down pretty hard at times.
Here's something good about all this rain. The biggest local reservoir is filling up again. And we revisit the story about the fence around LA's Echo Park Lake. It went up so the city could clear out a camp of unhoused Angelenos. The fence is now down. We're going to look at the second part of the story. It's Tuesday, March 28th. I'm Nick Roman, and this is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Well, we have one last storm to get through before our rainy month of March ends. This one is rolling in over San Luis Obispo and Central California right now. Southern California will get rain overnight and tomorrow all the way into Thursday.
Not going to be raining all the time, but when it does rain, it could come down pretty hard at times. And there could be, like I said, a chance of thunderstorms. Some of the thunderstorms could produce small hail.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Bruno. As for the local mountains, they'll be under a winter storm warning overnight through Thursday afternoon. The forecast calls for at least 6 inches of new snow in the mountains, maybe up to 10, just what all the folks in Crestline and Running Springs and Big Bear need right now. They've been trying to dig out from under all that snow they've already had. Now, all this rain brought us one piece of wonderful water news this week. For the first time in 3 years, the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California has started to fill up the Diamond Valley Lake Reservoir near Hemet. Here's LA Science reporter Jacob Margolis.
Diamond Valley Lake is one of our largest reservoirs in Southern California, and we rely on it heavily during dry periods. And it's been so dry that it was drawn down to just 60% capacity. Now, according to Brandon Goshi with the Metropolitan Water District, we've got so much snowpack, it's time to fill up our water stores once again.
In a recession, we were able to use the assets and resources that were in that account to get through that situation. And now we need to refill that account and add to it so that we can get through future situations.
Things are looking good for water across the state with record-setting snowpack and rainfall. We are actually in a good position going into next year. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jacob Margolis.
In the San Joaquin Valley, where it's been parched for years, farmers now have much of the water they need to grow their crops, but some have opted not to farm and instead flood their fields to let the water percolate down and recharge the groundwater. It's called on-farm recharge. You can't do it with all fields, and there are worries about drawing pesticide residue down into the groundwater. But a U.S. Department of Agriculture program to flood the fields and save water for later has drawn a lot of interest among Fresno County farmers. Voting to ratify the new contract for 30,000 cafeteria workers, bus drivers, custodians, and other support staffers at the LA Unified School District begins next week. Of course, the deal was announced last Friday, a day after the 3-day walkout by those workers to protest the slow pace of contract talks. Details now from LAist reporter Ryan Mena.
Members of SEIU Local 99 will have 5 days to vote beginning on Monday, April 3rd. They can vote in person or online. Results of the vote are scheduled to be announced Saturday, April 8th. The new deal includes what amounts to a 30% raise for the average union member. There's also health insurance for staff who work at least 4 hours a day. The deal would set a new minimum wage at over $22 an hour.
LAist reporter Ryan Mena. Once the union workers okay that deal, it'll go to the LA Unified Board of Education for its vote. That could come at the April 18th meeting. Third day of jury deliberations in the federal bribery trial of veteran LA politician Mark Ridley Thomas is now over and still no verdict. Those charges date to when he was an L.A. County supervisor. Federal prosecutors say Ridley Thomas steered big-dollar county contracts to the USC School of Social Work in exchange for benefits for his son. During deliberations, the jury has asked the judge to clarify a few things, like the meaning of acting corruptly and whether a thing of value had to be a tangible item to the person who's on trial. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with producers Tiffany Ugie and Libby Rainey. Catherine Mailhouse is our Director of Content Development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Join us again tomorrow for the LA Report. You can read more at LAist.com or listen anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
LAist Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.